Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven,
eight.
Hello!
Nine,
11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13, 14,
15.
The 15 Minute Morning Show.
Nobody wants to take the lead on this one?
What's
well, you
up,
should
people?
Take, Scary should take the lead because we hadn't had a minute to plan what we were going to talk about.
And
Scary
said,
I'm just going to hit it.
I think we should talk about the fact that Brody won't admit that he's wrong and Gandhi's right.
Oh, no.
That's like
he's
getting
really
Wednesday.
Upset about this.
I don't want to do this.
So we would take why?
I don't want to do this.
Why?
Here's the problem.
I get it's
a bit that you don't think I ever say I'm wrong.
No.
But when I'm actually right, it's going to be a problem in the room.
How
I don't
come I learned in school that you never put yourself before someone else in a sentence?
Right? I don't know what school you went to, Danielle.
I learned the same thing at my school.
But you know grammar's my thing. What you can't do, and listen to the Brooklyn Boys podcast. We've had this conversation 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say me and her went to the store. You can't say me and Garrett are going
but
to
I
the movies.
But I can say Gandhi and me?
When you end a sentence...
It's not
all right?
She and I.
If the sentence makes sense without the other person, that's how you know it's correct.
Right.
So you would say, oh, Nate went to the movies with Scary and me. You could also say, Nate went to the movies with me and Scary. You can't say, me and Scary went to the movies with Nate.
When do you use the word I?
Hold on. You wouldn't say, Nate went to the movies with Scary and I. Because you wouldn't go to the movies with I.
Okay.
That's the rule. But you would say, Nate and I went to the movies. The I is what it's before the action, and me is after the action.
I wrote, hey there, can you please check on something for me and Gandhi?
That's correct.
He said it was correct, and I said it's not correct.
If you take out, hold on, here's how you know it's correct.
Okay, wait.
Here's how you know it's correct. Take out Gandhi. Now say the sentence without Gandhi's name.
Can you please check on something for me?
Right.
Right, we're not arguing about whether or not she can use me. We're arguing about whether or not the me should come first. I'm saying it should be Danielle and me, not me and, or she's saying it should be
Gandhi and me.
Right.
Automatically, both are correct.
Me and Gandhi.
So both are acceptable. Yes. I would have said Gandhi and I.
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
Because you wouldn't say and I. You wouldn't say.
But I would think Gandhi and me makes more sense than me and Gandhi.
Right, because I was always taught you never put yourself first.
Me too.
Okay, that's correct. Let's, I was taught that too,
hold on. That's politeness. Yeah. But grammatically, let's say, for instance, I'm going to the store, right?
Yeah.
With Nate, right? And then at the last minute, I remembered Skiri. Hey, I'm going to the store. Nate's going to the store with me. And Skiri, right? It's still grammatically correct to add him. And that's not incorrect to add him. It's just I added him last. It's not incorrect grammatically.
So is Brody right or wrong?
No.
You can say I'm wrong for the bit.
See, Skiri
even gets so bent out of shape about it, which is, to be honest, why I needle him more.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Because I just feel like he needs to be socialized.
No, I'm not bent out of shape at all. I just don't want you to be like, oh, look, he won't admit he's wrong if I'm right. See, that's the problem. When I'm wrong, I'll tell you I'm wrong. But then it's frustrating when I'm right and you go, oh, look, he's just saying he's right to be right. When I'm right, then it's like you don't give me credit for being right. Because you're just saying I'm being right to be right.
But Gandhi's just stirring the pot.
Oh,
I still don't 100% agree on this.
Well, I don't care.
Either.
That's the rule.
I don't agree either. It just doesn't sound right. With Gandhi and Danielle.
It's odd. Okay, play the clip from our Brooklyn Boys podcast right now. Play the clip.
You can't back yourself up with yourself.
No way.
I'd like to cite myself.
Hold on. I want everyone in the room to be a judge on this one, Skiri. It's on the Brooklyn Boys page.
This one, oh, I shout.
This one takes
on,
forever.
Principal Brody
is Skiri wrong on this clip.
All right, let's go to the bigger question while he looks. What was the last thing you can admit that you were wrong about?
I thought people in this room liked me.
You know I like you. You know I love you, Brody.
Stop it. Oh my goodness.
It's just fun to poke fun at.
And I gotta say, I have tried very hard to like you.
I have tried very hard. I very much love Brody. I don't just like him; like I love him. But I think that one of the things about me that everyone should just get used to is if I love you, I'm going to bother you.
That's my thing too. Right. Is you know I like you when I joke with you.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
And that's how I know that somebody likes me.
But what if you needle them?
That's love.
Needling is...
For me, it's love.
I think it's love, to be honest.
Tolerate you when I do a podcast with you. That's what you know. Honestly, what is love? What is love?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Baby, don't hurt me.
That's what I was going to say. How did you know I was going to say that?
It's a Hathaway lyric. What is love to you, T?
What is love to me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I mean,
Friday
love
nights
is love.
In Uncle Ted's show.
No, seriously. No. Like, what one thing, I mean, your daughters, what does love mean to you with Jada and Ella?
Is this a real question?
Yeah, yes. This is a real question.
Like a legit, like give you a real answer?
Yes.
Yes.
all right. I think, you know, love has got very many levels. I think that when you fall in love for the first time, you feel like, oh my God, I love. And then when you realize that you're going to now propose to someone and move on or move in with someone, all of a sudden you've loved at a different level. And then I think all of a sudden you think, wow, I can't possibly love anymore. And then you will have children or something big will happen and you can't believe that your heart grows that much bigger. I think through life, I don't really know if we completely cap at our love level. I think that we look back and we go, wow, I thought I seriously loved you then, but now you fast forward all of these years and all of these trials and tribulations and happiness and happy times together. And then you finally stand there and you look down the path and you go, wow, I thought then, but I love you now. And that's then you really feel this at the end.
See, that's how... I mean, my definition of love is different. I think everybody's interpretation is different. But mine is once you know that thing, person exists, you can't live without it.
Right, right.
You know? You can't not do it, be a part of it, have it in your life in any way, shape, or form.
You know what's funny?
When you have your first kid, you think, you know, there's all this love inside of you. And then you honestly think, there's no way in hell I'm going to be able to have another child and have this much love for them. Like, there's no way. I don't have enough room in my heart. Like, how is that possible? You ask any parent.
Yep.
And that's why the younger kids get the shaft.
And then you have that child and you realize, oh my gosh, I have this much room for another one. Yeah. And I love you just as much. And it's this just burst. It's incredible.
It's very interesting to see your face when you say that.
Yeah.
Because you're a parent. Garrett's a parent. Greg T's a parent.
Yep.
Brody's a parent. What do you love, Gandhi? What makes your
she
face look
that
like
she's
that?
She's not a parent.
I do. I love that. No, I would say my definition of love is putting somebody else before myself, no matter what. Even if it affects me negatively, if it's doing something I don't want to do, if it's inconveniencing me, I still put that person first and I'm not resentful of it. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's my version of love.
That's good.
Okay, so what is that in your life right now? Can you tell us?
My sister, I definitely love her unconditionally. My family, for sure. My friends, there's some conditions there. A lot of them.
I also like the way Gandhi just said her version. Like, everybody has a different version. Yeah. Gandhi, right. That's cool. I love that.
Yeah. I personally, what Danielle was just describing about how she's like, my heart is exploding and it's amazing. That's how I felt yesterday when I was playing with this little puppy. I thought I was going to squish it to death. Like, I was like, I love you so much. I've never loved anything as much as you.
Get her away from the puppy quickly.
I know, exactly. They took it from me, but it's fine.
Okay, Scary.
His new car.
No. I actually was listening to what Danielle was saying, and I'm like, that's how profound. I never thought of that before, just like that.
You never thought people love their kids?
No, I never thought.
Someone didn't get hugged.
I never thought your heart can be full, and then you're like, oh my God, there's no more room for any more love, because I'm comparing it to my stomach.
You actually worry about it, right? I don't know about you, but you worry about, oh my gosh, am I going to be able to love this one as much as I love this
one? You think.
You really think that at first, and then it comes, and you're like, oh my gosh.
How can it be like a gas tank, or like your stomach is full of food, it's like, I can't eat another bite.
You really can't
explain
it.
I can't love another person. You can't explain it. But then all of a sudden another person comes around, and then you're like, yeah, I'm going to have that third donut.
You're not expecting that next level. You feel like, wow, I've capped out, and then there's another level. Hence, I thought I loved you then, but I realized, oh my God, I love you so much now.
This is the first room I've ever been in where all of the people with children were really loving the fact that they all had children, because I'll tell you what, all the people that I've worked with before are like, if I could put them back in, I would.
They're the worst. There are moments where you want to put them back in, of course.
I cried the first night. I cried the first night I brought my son home. I thought my life was over. Honestly, I did. Because I was like, how do they let you out of the hospital like this? I'm going to sue the hospital. What a bunch of a-holes. Allie was actually like coddling me because I was crying on the bed because I was like, there's no way out of this. There's no way, like, hey, mom, dad, take the kids. See you later. Like, this is your responsibility. After that hurdle and a box of tissues, I was good. But I cried the first night. But after you realize it's like push come to shove, it's like you and no one else. You're responsible for someone, it you turn a corner.
That sounds terrifying.
How could you hate what you spawned, though? Gandhi was talking Gandhi said that people were regretful that they had kids.
Yeah. They're like, oh, don't ever do this. It ruined my life. It'll ruin your life.
Is that just a saying? Is that just what people say to get by? Or is that, like, you know, it's like a thing?
Some of them were very convincing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Do you watch the news? There are people who they don't want their kids.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of them.
They don't like their kids.
Right.
Any animal on the planet can have children, but only special people can be parents.
Right.
That's the saying.
Oh, that's a very profound stat. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I mean, a dog can have puppies. Doesn't make it a parent. Like, just because you had sex unprotected and a baby came out doesn't make you a parent. You have to, there's an old saying, there's a reason that the woman takes 9.5 months. It's to get the parents ready, not as much as the baby. But you have to, like, you guys know, you're not a parent for like 6-8 months. The first 6-8 months, you're hoping like your brothers and sisters are gonna come by, like they take your niece and nephew back when you're done with them. I don't have any siblings. Nobody was coming, but you're like, okay, so when are they coming? Like, she's crying. I want to go to bed. Who's taking her? It takes a while, like Garrett said, to realize like, oh no, this is yours.
Yeah.
It's so you guys remember when you were 5 or 6 years old and you needed your parents to carry you over the puddle or to hold your hand when there was lightning out, right?
Yep.
You're that person for somebody else.
That's terrifying to me.
Yeah.
They can't do anything for themselves. When you realize that the people that were always taller than you, now you're the taller person, that's the part. And then you think about that you created this.
Yeah.
Then you realize what your parents did for you. Then you realize what they went through when you yelled at them.
Yep.
Then you realize everything.
Yep. And you apologize a lot to them.
An anvil falls out the window, and at some point you call your mom and dad and you go, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm. See, that's funny you say that, because my brother, I have two older brothers, and my middle brother has two kids, and he has a much closer relationship with my parents now. Granted, it's free babysitting for him, but I feel like he's achieved a level I haven't yet achieved, because I'm not a parent. I don't know what they went through. having me as a kid.
Right. I feel like I'm pretty good at being able to put myself into that those shoes, because I thank my parents all the time for everything. I'm like, I don't know how you guys did this or why you guys did this. And I'm not kidding you. And I know dogs are not like children. I am aware of that. But
it's
I used to look at my dog and be like, I do everything for you. I walk you. I worry about you. I like look through your ears. I do all kinds of weird stuff. And if one day he just like packed up a little knapsack and walked out like, well, I'm about done here. I'll see you later. I would be like, hold the fuck on. Where are you going? I don't know how people do it.
I think Danielle, Brody, Greg T, and myself can agree. Trying to talk to Nate, Skiri, and Gandhi right now about having kids and love for the kids, it's going to go in one ear out the other. You might absorb it, but you won't understand it.
No.
It's one of those things that you don't get until you're actually in it.
Yeah. You know when I cried two things I cried the most. When I was trying to breastfeed and it was like a piranha.
Same here.
Oh my gosh, that was the worst. Anyway, but the
Can
second thing
me, fucker?
Was after you add a second child, I swear to gosh, it's like, what the fuck do I do now? We came home from the hospital.
You got two boobs.
But we came over. No, not with that. We came home from the hospital, and I'm standing there, and I remember my oldest wanted to go outside and play, and it was too cold for the baby. So I started crying, and my husband's like, what's the matter? I don't know what to do. He went to go outside, and he just too cold, and what do I do? And he's like, you'll figure it out. And you do. You figure it out.
Everyone says that. Three.
So you remember the first time?
But jeez, I heard after Brody. Two, adding another one is no big
deal.
Well,
exponentially, one to two is a massive jump. I'm sorry, T, you go next.
No, yeah.
But two to three is not that big of a jump, other than two people have to look at three people. As you have to split your attention.
Yeah.
But by the third one, you kind of know what you're doing. You have the clothes. You have the toys.
And the older and you're one used to, kind of raises it.
And you're not really. No. We didn't wait that long.
It's like a little house on the prairie. Come on.
But it is a little easier to go from two to three than one to two. One to two is earth-shattering, right, T?
You remember the first time you had great sex? Like, not you lost your virginity, but you had great sex.
Where is this
sex
coming from? Can you relate it to the topic
we were just talking about?
Shifting
children.
Shifting gears.
Okay, we need a smoother transition.
I don't know how to transition into that one.
Speaking of having a second child, great sex.
Can we go back to one thing about the children, like birth order? I think, and I could be wrong about this, but I think after I get to know somebody, maybe for like a day or two, I can tell what they are in the birth order. Like, I can point out an older, child from across the like.
So,
Gandhi,
you know where Brody is, obviously, because
right,
we've talked
child
about it. Can you go
Why
around
are you
the room?
Me off?
Can no, you go flipping around Skiri off, because when he stops playing into his phone, he's going to join in the conversation.
No, I'm here.
And then talk about how I'm an only child.
Gandhi, can you go around the room and like kind of pick
you
out
got
everybody?
45 seconds.
Danielle's oldest.
Yep.
Nate, youngest.
Yeah.
Skiri, I would say youngest.
Ooh.
No.
I love you right now.
Are you the oldest?
Yeah.
No. Middle?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm the oldest.
You don't
You're
even
the oldest.
Know.
I would never. I wouldn't have guessed that.
That loss.
Yeah. Okay. T, middle somewhere. I feel like you have older and younger.
No.
No?
I'm the leader of the pack.
You're
I'm
the oldest?
Of course.
Okay.
I've got two younger sisters.
So maybe my power is I can only tell an only child.
Your superpower does not work.
Fail.
Superpower.
Failed.
Right. I'm the
lame-ass superpower.
That was terrible. Nothing to do with it. Garrett, what are you? You're
oldest.
Youngest. Youngest?
Oldest.
Oldest. No. Oh,
yeah, you
suck
at this.
Yeah, I suck.
Well, you were 2 for 7?
Yeah.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford, doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.